This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning. You found a hack to save a few bucks for the wedding.
Well, I wouldn't say I came up with the idea. I'm just trying to save us some money on flowers. And I think this is the way to go because there are such beautiful, realistic looking fake flowers. I hate saying that word. And I'm not talking the kind that you see outside a certain Dollar Tree. You know, there's some nice...
Look,
nice,
Mom, they're 2 for $1.
Yeah, right. And if, like, realistic looking baby's breath and realistic looking wisteria. And so I've decided I am going to do the flowers, but I want all of them done ahead of time. And then I'm just going to go set them around.
Now, what happened to Morgan wanting just baby's breath?
Now, she does. Baby's breath, we're just going to go. She wants to carry those.
Okay, but, so what are all the other flowers for, if not bouquets?
Well, like, we got to have something down the aisle because she's getting married outside. So, like, I want to line the aisle. She has tables. I need something on the tables.
I'm hearing a lot of and not Morgan. I want to line them, and I want them on the table. Well, what does Morgan want?
Morgan just wants
a wedding
over with.
Morgan really wants to go to Vegas.
What I don't want is for her to be like, this is it. I don't know why. I just want to make it a really special day for her. You know, and I want everything to be beautiful. And just because her mama doesn't have a lot of money, you know what I mean? I got a little money guilt going on.
Yeah.
Because I can't be like, absolutely, darling, call the florist, order whatever you want. Nothing but the best for you. Like, I don't have that. Yeah. I'm really just trying to make it beautiful and make up for the fact that I can't really afford. Well, that's the truth of it. That's the mom. That's the tug of war going on with
me. Is the groom's family kicking in any money to help you pay for this stuff?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping they hand me a check when they come into town, but I'm not anticipating it.
Oh, so you haven't even had this conversation?
No.
Nobody called you and was like, hey, honey, can we help you? Can we cut you a check? Nothing?
No. That's what I mean. This has been, and it's not up to me to call them and be like, so, what you pitching in? I don't want to do that.
So, okay, this started as a conversation about fake flowers. Now I'm more curious, do people split weddings? They are so expensive. Do brides, and I know traditionally it falls on the bride's family.
I think so, yeah.
But these are different times.
Well, and then is that a conversation with parents to have with their adult children to be like, listen, I just want you to know ahead of time, I'm not pitching in anything, or here's what I have to pitch in. Like, if you're trying to figure that out and plan, you're like, well, are they going to help with something? Like, if it's nothing.
I think I can put on this beautiful wedding and not have to bother his family. It's just, I don't want anyone going, are those fake? Are those flowers fake?
As long as they're not Dollar Tree flowers, you're all right. 252-WBEE.
Yes.
Text in, when you got married, did the bride and groom help pay for the wedding? The families? We'll put something up on our station Facebook page as well. I would love to hear what people have to say about it. The B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. TJ has a daughter who's getting married, and we're talking about...
In just a few weeks.
Just a few weeks. Fake versus real. We posted a picture on the station Facebook page.
Oh, you did?
We did. And you post for the picture.
I did, but I didn't know we posted it that quickly.
I posted it. I would love to get your thoughts. Do these look fake? I'll tell you up front, they are fake.
Yeah.
But when you walked in with these, I had to do a double take because those are really good fake flowers.
And these aren't what she's going to be carrying. These are just to sit around on the outside and on the tables and things. Yeah. Again, not alone. There's a lot of people who are like, TJ, we've done it. We did DIY. We found, someone said, my daughter-in-law and I found wood flowers and painted them, and they were beautiful.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another person saying, check the Facebook Marketplace. A lot of people sell their wedding decorations after the day. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. I plan on a return on somewhat of my investment because sure. I do plan on reselling these when I'm done.
Well, this texter saying that if you donate them, you can write them off your taxes.
Well, hey.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, if they can be resold.
I guess. 252-WBEE, the text line is open. We also were talking about, you know, you're saying you're paying for all of this.
Yeah.
The whole wedding and, you know.
Well, and the kids.
And the kids.
They pay for a lot of this.
Does the groom's parent kick in for anything? And I was reminded that traditionally, you know, the lady's family pays for most of the wedding. The groom's side pays for the rehearsal dinner and stuff that might happen leading up to it. But that is not the same
bill. We don't have a rehearsal dinner.
Right.
They're flying in, literally. This is not the same scenario. And it's so funny because when I talk to my daughter, I go, have you talked to his parents about maybe giving a little bit towards the photographer or something? And she was like, Mom, they're so broke. I'm not going to ask them that. I go, I'm broke!
92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning. We're talking about the upcoming wedding.
Yeah.
TJ's daughter is coming home. When is the wedding?
May 24th.
So right around the corner.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
And lots of DIY, trying to keep it inexpensive. Yeah. If you check out our station Facebook page, there's a picture of the flowers.
I just got them from the store yesterday, so I haven't been fluffing them. They're not how they're going to look. They still look fake because I haven't done anything with them.
You know, they're the before picture.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll see the after picture.
You get a feel of what I'm talking about.
So you're DIYing this whole wedding. What about booze?
There is an open bar. It's included with her package.
Gotcha.
But she... My daughter doesn't really drink at all, and she certainly doesn't know what's what. I don't, like, so many of her friends, and her fiance really doesn't either. He knows what a Bud Light is, and that's it.
As long as that's on the menu, you got that covered.
They don't really drink. They just don't. So she called me, and she was like, Mom, I have to pick three wines, and I don't know what any of these are.
The red one? The white one?
That's what I said. And she was like, I don't know. It says rose. I was like, that's a rosé. So, yes, I had to pick some wines.
So her generation, how old is she? 20?
She's 22.
So 22. I've heard that whole generation does not drink as much.
They don't.
So Hope, you're a lot closer to that generation than we are. But
saying it mildly.
Mildly. But, I mean, are your friends drinking less, do you think, than us older people?
I drink a lot less than most of my friends. I think my friend group personally is keeping people in business. But I know that's been a big trend on TikTok of people going into more sober living. We had a non-alcoholic bar open up in Rochester this fall. Absolutely, everything is zero proof. They sell cocktails, but there's absolutely no alcohol in them because so many more people are going into sober living.
I have a friend who works in the liquor business, and we're out to dinner the other night, and he said sales are down. And he said people under 30 are consuming way less alcohol than previous generations.
Really?
TJ and I can't even make eye contact because we're like, oh, well, we're making up for that end of it. Well, but...
Maybe they just don't want to be anything like their parents. You know how you always have that set in your head? You're like, I am not going to be like my mom. I'm not going to be like my dad. Well, look at us.
The other thing that's in the mix that wasn't when we were younger is marijuana is legal now. And that has definitely taken a whole pile of people out of the drinking world and put them into a different place.
Is that called California Sober?
Yes.
Okay, see?
I'm not even cool enough to know what that means. Did I miss out? Wake up. B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It's B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. You guys know what the term Nepo baby means?
Yes. Like a child of nepotism?
Yes.
Okay. I did not know.
There
I thought it was something else.
That's probably an off-air conversation we're going to have. there is a new country duo out that I clicked on the video. I watched the video. I didn't know anybody's names. I was just like, here's a new song. I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
And it turns out a very, 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 very famous person's son is in the band. And I'm going to play you just a snippet. I'll give you like part of the verse and the chorus.
In a town where life happens so fast, I should have known that this would never last.
I promise you know who this guy's dad is.
Is it a musician?
Actor. And he sounds like Aaron Lewis to me, the guy from Stain.
If you wonder, I'd be just
a little bit, for sure.
So that is Chet Hanks, who is Tom Hanks' son. Tom Hanks has a couple kids. Most of them turned out all right. Chet has had a challenged life. He's had issues with substance abuse. He's been to rehab a couple times. He actually met the other guy in this band. It's called Leaving Hollywood. And they got signed to Big Machine, which is home to Brantley Gilbert and Rascal Flatts and Tim McGraw and all those people. That dude can sing.
That's got to be. That's a big shadow.
That's a huge shadow. And I don't know. I mean, I know the term nepotism or nepo baby, because everybody's like, oh, well, if your parents weren't famous, you wouldn't be famous. That dude, what we just heard there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I listened to that. I liked it, not knowing anything about who he is or where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
But would he have that record deal if dad wasn't Tom Hanks?
Well, I don't know, because Jelly Roll, a lot of this, like, you know, I've seen the light. I'm a changed man.
Yeah.
People love that in their country music.
Yeah.
And he has that story.
He has that great backstory
where he's been, you know, seen the light and now he wants to put it into song. And I don't know. People love that. So,
yeah.
Well, then you've got Elle King. Her dad's Rob Schneider.
Right. Yeah. Actor, comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different thing. I don't know. Do you give a? I'm all for giving people a shot. And if they had released that and never said who he was, I wouldn't have thought twice about, man, I think people will dig that.
Honestly, I think it might be harder to be a nepo baby. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
A nepo baby.
Yeah.
Because then, like I said, it's a huge shadow and people are expecting so much from you that you're almost non-human like. So good for him. I don't know why he didn't change his last name though.
Well, by the way, if he was standing next to Tom Hanks, I don't think you would know they were related. He looks nothing like him. He is covered in ink from his neck all the way down, and he's all jacked and a big guy, and Tom is not a big jacked guy with tattoos. So, but if you want to hear the whole song, it is posted on our station Facebook page. Just scroll back a little bit. The Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Go ahead, say it.
W.
We were going to have this conversation later. Do you want to have it later?
Should we have it now.
Let's have it now. Let's have it now.
Does anyone else say their double U's like that? I don't know why.
Double U. It's two U's. Double. Say it. Say it with me.
But you don't say double.
Double U. W-B-E. W-B-E.
It's like you're saying. I don't know how to explain that you're saying it differently.
W.
You're like,
yes, W. And then I go, right. And then you go, exactly. That's what I said. Double U.
Here's how the unwashed masses say it. W.
W.
It's like a dialect thing. Like you're being judgmental about how we're saying it. But
you're the weird one.
In broadcast school, that's how they
there
teach
was,
you.
Oh, there was no broadcast school.
There was broadcast school in Fairport, New York.
Was there?
Yes, I went there 4 days. 5 days for 2 years.
Was it at the BOCES?
Yes, it was. Learned radio and television production. I had two full-time jobs waiting for me the day I graduated from high school.
So they taught you to swallow your double
U. W, 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 W. Say it. Say it.
Is that when you had to use to give on the World Wide Web?
On the world, on the internet.
W, W, W.
We've been talking about this off the air all week. They're like, you say it wrong.
You say it weird.
No, you say it weird.
You talk funny.
Well, I keep thinking about the Friends episode when they're going back and forth. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle. Oui, boo-boo.
The B Morning Coffee Club.